Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
B-List. I'm B. I am joined by return guest. You guys know her. It's Tracy Egan Morrissey. The podcast is Pot Psychology. You guys know that. Her co-host Rich Juzwiak. You guys just released a new episode recently.
Yeah.
Today. And you're talking all about, actually, well, we're going to get into it. It's one of the things is on my list for this week, but we'll get into all of that.
Is it Olivia Newsy?
Yes, yeah, the takedown rather, but we're gonna, yeah. I don't want to blow my load early. She knows all about that. Jesus Christ. Well, guys, welcome back, guys. This is supposed to be a Christmas episode, but I figured this week you'd be a perfect guest because this is kind of like it's the run up to Christmas and your party. I was just telling you, you guys, she has a I always grew up calling it a white elephant party, but you call it a Yankee swap. I guess it's just like Yankee a different swap. Term.
Yeah.
And your annual Yankee swap is just my favorite thing about the holidays at this point.
Me too.
Yeah. And now it's just, she had to cancel it.
I picked the wrong day. Like, yeah. I usually do it the first weekend in December.
Yeah.
But there was a conflicting party that I ended up not even going to. I had to do the second weekend in December and it just happened to be like everybody's other party. Like the New York Times was having their holiday party. So there's like three or four people who work there that come to my party. And then, so it's like, it's a Yankee swap. So you need to have a certain amount of people and only like five people were able to make it. And I was like, that's going to be so, it's basically we're just like handing gifts back and forth. Like it'll be like, you know, like it's not enough. Like it needs to have, there needs to be a lot of people and a lot of gifts to like create the drama.
That's true. You could always do something in January. People need something to look forward to in January. Are there any holidays in January?
I'm going to revive my Super Bowl party because I haven't done it since I think pre-COVID maybe.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Well, all of the snacks. Guys, it's been quite a couple weeks. Lots going on. We are going to get into all that. Did you know Nicki Minaj? I mean, well, Nicki, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know that I've always told you guys that Nicki Minaj is MAGA. That's not like a hidden. She's been rapping about. Yeah. She's been throwing little Easter eggs in her raps. If you're surprised by her MAGA turn, then you haven't been paying attention. But
if you told me that she killed puppies, my jaw would stay off the floor.
Yeah,
I would not be surprised.
It's not shocking that she supports sexual predators. I mean, her brother, her husband, and now her president. So, yeah, she's been going off the rails. I heard J.D. Vance are going back and forth. J.D. Vance is so so embarrassing. I forget that he exists a lot of the time too.
I do too, but he's totally embarrassing. He's but I do like the idea of him and of he and Erica Kirk maybe getting together because of how evil their eyes both are.
Yeah.
Like their eyes are it, you know, that is a MAGA trait, evil eyes, like beyond like it's like, cause there's Erica Kirk, her eyes freak me the fuck out.
Oh God, that interview.
Venom. It's every interview. I feel like when she's on Fox and Friends or whatever it is, when she's on even when she's like in friendly company, she's like, her eyes are like,
I saw some influencer the other day just tweet. They were like, I see this bitch everywhere except in the home. She's there. She's that. She's everywhere except with her kids. And I was like, that is so fucking
Exactly.
real.
Oh, Charlie Kirk would hate it. She's living the life that he preached against. But like also Milo Yiannopoulos, did you know that he's cross-eyed? I just learned this. I don't know if he's since become cross-eyed, but like I watch his Tucker Carlson thing because it's all about how he's not gay anymore. And
He's
it's
not gay
like
anymore.
that's what he's saying. But
Yeah.
he's just
You
not
just can't,
fucking. He's
if
just
you
not
can't pull
fucking.
dick, just say that.
Right,
You know what I mean?
exactly.
You don't have to be like, it's just you don't get dick. So,
You can take the man out of the gay, but you
yeah,
can't take the
get
gay out of the
gay out of the
man.
man. It doesn't work
No,
that way.
no. His argument is really unconvincing, and it looks he's like Cookie Monster when he's talking. His eyes are all over the place. I had no idea. Is that why he always wears sunglasses? Because I was like, wait, have I ever
Oh, that's
seen his
true.
eyes before? And it's like, no,
I've
I
never
think
like
he's always
stared
been
too
in
long, but I
shades.
always try not to look at them in the eyes.
I've
It's like
never
an
really
animal in the wild.
engaged. Exactly. I've never really like engaged. Like I've never been into his thing. But I don't know. He's been saying that he's been making the rounds in press. Like, but he's not, I don't think he's promoting any project. He's just decided to like crawl out from under whatever rock he's been under.
Yeah, he's like been really dormant for a long time.
Yeah.
He's kind of like when you know, like in like Egypt, and they like resurrect some tombs, and then like some kind of like air gets into the atmosphere, and then all of a
Right.
sudden a new mega virus shows up, or it's like an
That's
they
exactly
exhume
what
some,
that is. Exactly.
what's your take on like Marjorie Taylor Greene right now? People are really like spooked.
I don't buy her shit for a second. I
Enjoy
will,
the ride.
right. I will, if you want to vote that way, like if you want to make sure that like, people in your district or whatever, like if you want to make sure that people have affordable health care, that's fine. But she had her opportunity to make sure of that and she didn't fucking do it. And now she's going to retire with a full pension from Congress. So I don't buy any of it. I think she's still awful, but like, cause even when she went on 60 Minutes, she got like, she's she, the Trumpian, the Trump in her, like was start, it came out to
Yeah,
like
but she
fight
came
Leslie
against,
Stahl.
yeah, she's like,
Yeah. I mean,
you, how about you apologize for your stuff?
the what about ism? Well, what about net, And, so I'm glad that, this is what it is. I love all of the infighting amongst all of them
Yeah,
right
of
now.
course.
Like with Candace Owens going at Turning Point and then, back and forth. And then like Tim Pool is mad at Candace Owens. And then like Tucker Carlson
And everyone
is
hates Nick
for it.
Fuentes.
Yes. Except apparently women in their mid 30s and early 40s. That is apparently so he's like hitting it with those kinds of girls.
Really?
Yeah, like as a demographic, which is
Well, as a demographic, not in
crazy.
reality, because he's a
No,
virgin.
no.
He said he's a
Well,
virgin.
Milo said he's gay.
So Milo said Nick Fuentes is?
Yeah,
Yeah,
he
fool
said
me.
it. He said that Nick Fuentes is one of the horrors that he unleashed on the world.
These people are all such dregs of the universe, my
There
God.
really are. They're like Nosferatu types.
Yes. And good news, Miami this week, for the first time in almost 30 years, now they have a Democratic mayor.
Yes.
Eileen
It's the
Higgins.
first like non Latina, Latino,
Yeah, and it's
Hispanic
also the first
mayor.
female mayor too.
Right. A lot of milestones.
He won in 2020. Trump won Miami by like 19 points, and she won by seven, or no, he won by 17 points in 2020, and she won by 19 points this time. So that's a
Wow.
dramatic shift. So
Really
I
is.
don't know. Alexia and Marisol are pissed.
Wait. Speaking of Alexia, we lost three
Three
Todds this
Todds.
year. Three Todds were,
And I love
and
it. I'm feeling lighter.
I didn't like any of those
I didn't
Todds.
like any of the Todds, really. Who's the
The
worst Todd?
worst Todd, I think, is well, I think that Todd Bronwyn's husband, what's his name? Todd Newport.
Todd Newport. And then there's Todd
He's the
Nepola.
best one because he's the one who has the most money.
Yeah,
I
got that
would
Palm Pilot money. No prenup, by the way.
I know. So that's the best one. I think that Todd Nepola's is the middle because like he's Italian, so he probably has a good dick. But like Todd Tucker is short
Is
and broke.
short and
And
broke
that
and
you
fighting with
can't
your
be
mama,
both.
and
Yeah.
he's just weird.
Be one, not both.
Bronwyn is so interesting to me because when she first came on, I really couldn't figure it out. I feel like she was a little performative in ways, but she really has grown on me in the
Oh, I
past
like
year.
her a lot.
I like her. She's the, I think, the emotional core of this show.
Totally.
She's so like open. It's
I
crazy.
have
I
to
just
say, I
would.
would do a lot. I know when she just started talking about like open marriages, like
I was like, this
on
has never
camera.
been done. Yeah.
I feel I don't either. She's so fucking calculated and wanted it documented. Like, I did everything I could to
Yeah,
keep
yeah.
this marriage going. And he, you know, I don't know. There maybe they're not like laws in Utah the way that there are in California and other states, like, because she's just missing the 10-year mark. Which in a lot of states would give you a lot more money. Like, you are entitled to like half or
I mean,
whatever.
you chose like the fucking Twilight Zone, so they could be like, they probably give you
Right.
like two oxen and
Right.
like dysentery. That's what you get. Like a fucking nose. Sorry if anyone lives in. Sorry if the Utahns, whatever the
Yeah, I
fuck
don't know what they're called. Utes?
you're
Utes?
called. But yeah, unless you guys are living under a rock, Bronwyn is after 9 years, so it's just short of the 10-year mark. They are
Yeah.
getting separated. I think it's been for a while, and I think that they're gonna. I knew about this for a couple of days, but I wasn't completely sure. And then
Was
it
it
was
because
announced
she
last
said
night.
it? She said it on the reunion,
I
right?
think
And
she
then it
says it on the
just
reunion.
couldn't, it was just
Yeah.
people leaked it.
He
Because
is so
that's the
disgusting.
thing. They're always, he, I, the thing about the farting while making out is that it was
Yes,
so believable. It
that's
was,
too
it, and
real.
it was so illustrative. And it was just like I pictured it. I could picture it. I could hear it.
She is so a beautiful, and she looks great for her age, and she's gonna do
She
so
does.
well. And her kid is off to college this year. She's gonna be like in a really good position to just
She
like
needed
really
the
wild
nose
out.
job, and it was a good choice because it
It's a good
doesn't look
choice.
like a nose job.
Yeah,
It looks she maintained
she
like
did kind of have a bump that first season, right?
no, this is pre
Oh, pre.
first
Okay,
season. She hasn't had she got the nose job before then. No, her nose was wild before. It was like it was a real beak. Yeah, but she like she but she like she doesn't look It doesn't look like Jen Aiden's nose, you know? A lot of times I don't like when housewives end up getting nose jobs. Like when I see them after, I'm like, why did you do that? Your nose was better before, but
I'm
not
trying to
in
think
this
of some
instance.
cases where.
Alexis, I thought ha was more interesting before her nose job. I thought she was interesting
Alexis?
looking. Yeah,
Oh,
from
Bellino.
OC. Yeah, Alexis
Bellino.
Bellino. And Jen Aiden, for sure. Kim Richards. I didn't like her nose
Oh, I
after.
forgot about the I was just gonna say about Angie K's face just gets more and more beautiful.
Yeah.
She has such a unique, like, you know what I mean? I think all of them in Salt Lake City. The show's just
Salt
fucking
Lake City is
firing. I don't
like
know what I'm gonna do when
one of
this
the
show goes off
hottest
the air.
casts. Oh, it's so good. It's
It's
so,
so
I
good.
hope we get as many good years as we did out of New York.
I think I think they're giving so much, and they're not even, and the crazy thing about it is they're not even drinking. Like most of them aren't drinking. They're doing this sober, which is so alarming on so many levels. I mean, well, besides Whitney. Whitney's drinking for everybody. Whitney
Right.
and Heather.
The cruise was so good. It was like one of my top five probably trips for me of Housewives trips. I mean, just the fact that Angie couldn't stop puking, and then Mary was like, I know how I'll make her feel better. I'll eat
Eat
like
panko-crusted wahoo-ha or whatever
a
it's
six
called.
course meal in front of her.
Literally panko-crusted fish, like while you're puking on the bed next to her. It's fucking crazy. What is your
But I
take on
did think that was
Brittany?
very, very sweet though.
Yeah, they have a
And
nice
Mary
little.
is like, Mary was not giving us anything the first season or even the first two seasons. Like she had, there were little moments, but she is like invested now. She's invested in these women. She's invested in showing the truth of her life. So I love that.
And we don't even have to see Robert Sr. Everyone wins.
Yeah, what happened to him? Where'd he go?
I don't know fucking
Is he
clue. She
like in an
probably never
old
sees him.
age home?
He's probably like, no, he's like in the home. He's probably in the west wing of the house. He
He's
probably
in
just
that
never even,
house. I
yeah.
just figured he left. I thought he maybe they put him in like a home or he went to go live somewhere warmer.
Jinshaw's home.
Did your grandma get a call?
I know, right? I just like scam her. She's like, someone was like, she's out. I was like, I've been on the phone. I'm at the bank all morning, closing my accounts, just like locking them. Listen, when someone like loves her and like goes off about it online, it is such a red flag for me. It's such a
No,
character indictment. Like it's,
she's
she's
to
so
me, she's
unlikable.
that like the mean lady, like the bad lady in Power Rangers. The one that like can really
Scorpula.
grow.
I think it's called Scorpula or something like that. I
She's
forget.
always like,
Ah,
ah!
I take over our
That's her soul to me. That's what I
absolutely.
see when I look at her.
Well, good luck, Chin. I think she's
I
gonna be
don't
on house
want.
arrest.
Oh, I thought
I
it's
think she's
like
on
a
house arrest.
show. I'd
She
watch
probably would, honestly.
it.
She's definitely getting a podcast mic literally sent to her house as we speak, you know?
Totally. Do you think she'll be on the Traitors, or do you think that NBC will
No.
just be completely?
I think they want nothing to do with her. Optics-wise, it just doesn't look good. It's not like Teresa, where it's just like, you're just a dumb dumb. No, this was like maliciously going after senior citizens. I don't think there's any kind of way you rehabilitate that. Listen,
I can't believe
Zeus.
that she only had to do 33 months. Usually in the federal prisons, you don't have to stay. I'm sorry, you have
Like
to.
work release, yeah.
No, you have to stay for almost the entire sentence. Like they don't do like, getting out
It's
for good
weird.
behavior. So it was really weird that that happened with her.
It's so weird. She'll get a show. Maybe Zeus. Nini ended up on Zeus.
I'll tell you what, though.
What?
I would listen to an interview with her, because
I mean, I'm gonna listen.
I want to
Podcasts are
know.
free.
I know I want to know about Ghislaine, and I want to know about Elizabeth Holmes, and because that they were
Ooh,
all
I wonder if she has to
chilling.
sign some kind of fucking. I mean, I wonder if she
No,
didn't
she
have a
doesn't
lot
have
of
to sign
interaction with
shit.
Ghislaine because Ghislaine is really like sequestered.
Oh,
And I
she's
just
she
as,
like.
oh, I'm sure. I mean, Donald Trump moved her to that specific.
Well, I'll tell you what. I bet Jen Shah would be trying to become friends with her.
Yeah. I mean,
In any way
she, if anyone's going to
possible.
spill. The like woman with the least amount of loyalty to anyone on fucking
Right.
planet Earth, yeah. Good luck.
I think that it's crazy that that Elizabeth Holmes has so much more time to serve than Jen Shah. I feel like Jen Shah
I think she stole
devastated.
so much more money.
Yeah, but from people who didn't really need it, to be
Yeah, but
honest.
like, but they're the
Like,
people that prosecuted and made sure she got a lot of
right.
time, not the fucking veterans that were like,
Exactly.
or
No,
the
like,
seniors.
but when I think of Jen Shah's crimes, it's so much worse to me than Elizabeth Holmes. Like, Elizabeth Holmes, like, she wanted to make the thing. She just couldn't do it. You know what I mean? Like, and she just like lied about how far along she was. She did want, like, her intentions were mostly, or not mostly, but at least a little bit good. Jen Shah is just like evil to the core. Like, to just
Truly,
steal
truly.
from old people who like have nothing.
You know what's crazy is Wendy's probably gonna get more time.
Well, because she went for an insurance company and they're
When you
gonna.
go after the insurance company, that and
Insurance
especially
fraud is a
probably
big
in.
deal.
And in Maryland too, like that's probably like they're don't play games. It just something about it feels more serious than if it was in like.
Why? How did they fall into such bad debt? She has, is it just from the student loans? From
I
getting all
think it
those
started with
degrees?
student loans. I read a bunch. I think also just like the hamster wheel of keeping up with a show like that. I think she's very obsessed with putting on airs. So, like probably you start spending to look good the next season before you get your check. And
Right.
before she knows it, she's chasing. You know,
Yeah.
they
Well,
didn't. Yeah.
you can do it a different, I mean, Bethany did it while not really like having money, and she didn't,
A
you know
different
what I mean?
time, a different world.
That's true. But you don't get the immediate platform that you do with this too. So you have like so many more options, like options of like making money. There's so many more income streams for reality stars now than when like
Yeah.
Bethany, was first around. So like, I don't know. I just feel like with Wendy, I mean, whatever, go after big corporations. You pay enough into insurance anyway, and I think insurance companies are
Scam
scams
anyways.
and they suck. But that was real brazen what they did, and they were so. The thing about it is that
Emailing when you're in this.
she brags about being so intelligent and so smart because she has 4 degrees, and it's like, bitch, You are the dumbest criminal I have like
Yeah, is
ever.
book
Like,
smarts is
that's
not street smarts. Hello.
right. Like, I think when they like broke the window too, like there was something about the way the window was broken that like you could tell that they like broke from the
The
inside.
inside? I was like, Jesus Christ, never watch a true crime doc in your life. Hello. Even a
I
simple
know.
JonBenet Ramsey story would tell you that. Like,
It's JonBenet season right now.
it is JonBenet season.
That time of year.
This isn't just a game, it's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Speaking of Bethany, real quick, because you mentioned Bethany, I just noticed she's on Call Her Daddy this week. And I was thinking, I listened naturally because I'm nosy. But I feel like she's been on this tour ever since leaving Bravo, right? And she just loves to talk about the show and her businesses and stuff. But I just realized she's been talking about a business that she doesn't really even really run anymore, right? Because she sold Skinny Girl, right?
No, well, she sold Skinny Girl Liquors,
Liquors, right? Okay, yeah.
and then she still has Skinny Girl the name, which she licenses to people.
Yeah,
So
okay.
she's like not making
Yeah.
products. She's just licensing her name and her logo and shit to like different, people who
She's been
make makeup
repeating
and chocolate and all the other shit.
the same stories over and over again. Like, it reminds me of the Sonya Loop, where the same thing that she
Yeah,
used
she's
to
getting into the
damn
Sonya Loop.
Sonya Loop, where it's like she talked about, like, Sonya, all you do is talk about these fake businesses and repeat yourself. And then I'm like, you're kind of
Doing
self-fulfilling
that.
prophecy. You're doing that
I
now.
know,
Like,
because I will say though, I was riveted. She put out like a two or three part thing on her YouTube or in her podcast. I know her podcast structure really confuses me. She has like different like sub shows and
yeah,
like
she's got
I
so
don't
many different
really
ones, and I can never tell. Like, they stop, and then they, yeah.
just keep it all in the same RSS feed. And so anyway, I was riveted because she talked about her divorce. She's like, I'm gonna say everything that really happened. And then her mom died and she took it down. And I was like, oh, I'm so glad I watched that when it was up. And then she put it back up, but I think she took some parts out. But the first time around, I was riveted.
Yeah.
She just told like detail by detail and about how Jason's mother had forged documents making him like partial owner of something
Yeah.
because his mother was a notary,
Okay.
and
Well.
they and she like Bethany ended up figuring it out, and she's like and all the money and the lawyers that I paid, none of them realized that that happened, that something didn't match up. She like figured it out, and
She was
that's how
getting divorced for a
she ended up,
decade.
yeah, that's how she ended up winning in the end. A decade,
That's
like,
insane. Yeah, like entire like that's it. So fucking insane. She
yeah.
was only married for like 2 years or 3 years.
I would have just given him whatever he wanted financially because the lawyers are just getting it other
I'd
anyway,
get a gun.
like yeah,
Just get a gun.
a restraining
Solve a
order. He,
lot of
that's what she ended
problems.
up having to do.
Yeah.
I just like, but all right,
Does he
so
live in
her
New York, I
house,
wonder? Does he live in New York?
I don't know if he still does because they moved to Connecticut, and then I think his family's from Pennsylvania.
Something like that in the Tri-State area.
Yeah.
Imagine being in like Whole Foods and running into Jason Hoppe.
Talk
So
about scary
spooky.
eyes.
Spooky. Sunken in.
Yeah, with but they're piercing blue,
Yeah.
like Hitler kind of blue,
Yes, yeah.
she was in on the cover. No, she wasn't on the cover, but she was in AD this week for
Oh, the
her
house is so fucking terrible.
the Miami condo.
So ugly.
It is what it is. You could tell. I mean, she does show
Wayfair.
herself shopping at TJ Maxx. She shows herself going to HomeGoods. Like she,
That's her thing, yeah.
that's the life she lives, and it shows in her house.
She's always had a bad kind of taste. I mean, if you
She's
looked at her
never had
soul,
a
like,
classy taste. Like she
yeah,
never.
everything was either red, black, and white. It was like skinny girl colors. It looked like
Yeah,
the
she.
packaging on her fucking
But
branding.
sometimes it would look really severe,
Yeah. Like
and
her.
exactly. But she has been saying, but then she was like, did a whole, she did like a two-parter maybe about when her mom died. 'Cause I feel like she's been in a spiral since her mother died. This has been like a mania. Although, right before she did have that like whole TJ Maxx like makeup scandal. I think that was before her mom died.
When she brought that and she like made the woman accept it. She's like, we can't.
Yeah, she was like, this is really
So
expensive
insane.
makeup.
It's like, why are you accosting this woman at TJ
Yeah,
Maxx?
used
She's literally
makeup.
just like, that's so crazy.
She's like, of course she would want it. It's $90. I mean, if it was like kind of untouched, I would take a Patrick Ta
Yeah, of
palette for
course. It's like
free.
tart. Yeah.
No, it's more expensive. It's like
Okay, yeah.
it's up there. It's like it's really pricey, but it's good. It's very pigmented, but it's not my coloring. I'm like so white that like
Yeah.
it's good for people of like
Color
people of color,
people of color.
people of melanin. Not me. But it's good. It's really good makeup. But that's so rude what she did.
It's fucking crazy.
But there's nothing in her condo that seems personal. Like even in her like New York apartment and stuff, she had the like I know it all sign. Like that was there were like these little
Yeah.
touches throughout, like
This
the
literally looked like an
apple.
Airbnb.
Yeah, what's that
Yeah.
about?
I think it's her personality at this point. Her
She
life's
also
not.
just launched a fucking dating website or
Oh
dating
my
app.
God. She's
I
the
forgot
last
what.
person. The last
Oh,
person.
right? She there's it's like a it's
Jesus.
I think it's like $1,500. Is it $1,500 a month? It's a crazy amount of money. It's like supposed to be for like high net worth individuals to meet each other, which I hate as an
That
idea.
is, that's,
I
yeah,
want
that's.
to try to get on it.
Just to snoo, I'm nosy.
Yeah, or just to fucking get a guy to pay for some dinners.
That's a major recession indicator. Me at dinner with a man.
Yeah,
Just
right.
kidding. Yeah, because it's free.
Exactly. No, but
Yeah.
you could get flued out.
Flued out.
Yep.
Vicky is coming back to OC.
Are you excited for it?
I don't really like. I just. I'm like neither here. I'm like, I guess that makes sense. I guess that would make, you know, but I'm just like, what are we going to be covering? Like, what? I find her life so boring at this point. And I find her to be.
I think that she's always crazy. I think that
Yeah.
she's always like, I think that if it depends if she got like humbled in that time. You know, I think she
Truly doubt it.
has. I think she has to an extent. Like, I think it was really bad before she left. Like, it was really,
Yeah,
really
yeah,
bad. Calling it
yeah.
my show and
My
everything, like
show, it's too
screaming
meta.
and shutting the door.
Yeah,
That
that was good.
was great.
I mean, I'll check in. I'm nosy, but I don't. I think that show has an identity crisis. It
Yeah.
doesn't like know what it really wants to be. I mean, like, why are
I'll tell
we?
you though, Heather's working for me
Oh, I
on
love Heather Dubrow.
this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. Heather, and you know, people get mad at Tamara, and I'm like,
I like Tamara.
Tamara
Tamara
shows
shows
up
up.
and she does it. She does
And
the
Tamara
hard.
would hit so hard on SLC. Tamara would make so much sense
Oh
on
my
SLC.
God.
Could you imagine?
We've never had a true crossover, right? We've just had sort of like friend of's crossovers, which so there was like Taylor when Taylor
Oh, yeah.
from Beverly Hills
Beverly
went
Hills.
to Orange
Who I really
County.
enjoyed.
I did
Who I
too.
really
I
enjoyed.
wanted her back.
I didn't
I
understand
didn't.
why we.
Yeah, why'd we get rid of her?
She was fucking cuckoo, like crazy.
Oh yeah,
Love
no.
it. That one
I
video of her standing in front of, what is it, Mr. Chow's, like wasted in that orange tangerine, like, no, there's
I
actually two different videos. There's that one where she's wearing like an orange suit, but then there's another one where she has the backless dress and she's with Faye Resnick and she's like
Oh my
falling
God.
all over the place.
I want her back. My theory is that she is maybe too much of it, allegedly, or it's a theory, it's an opinion that she's too much of an alcoholic for the set for the producers to deal with. Like, I feel like
Literally
that's what
never
ended up
been an issue for me.
happening with Kim.
This has never been an issue for me with Housewives.
No,
What
I
is that?
mean,
Like, what does that
they don't want
mean?
to
Too
wrangle
much?
her.
No, totally. I'm saying for
To but to
me.
be that bad that they wouldn't want to
Yes.
like bring you back, like because
Yeah.
we've seen how like Dorinda,
Dorinda. Yeah, that's a whole, you
who's
know.
the worst alcoholic out of all of them, do you think? Who's the worst behaved? Like who's like been
Worse,
made
I think Dorinda.
the biggest mess?
Dorinda gets like really mean.
Yeah, but
Talking about like turkey basters.
Kim
Like,
is like down and out. Like she doesn't have places to live. She's stealing from Target.
but she's not like mean about it. Like, she just like is like mean to herself. Like, she's just gonna
Oh,
be like, cut. Yeah.
Oh, we're judging. I was thinking like
Oh, just
you
like
want
who's
to, you're
down
talking
and
about,
out. Yeah. Yeah, Kim is like the worst. I mean, obviously, but
but the worst to be around, I guess, would probably be Dorinda,
I
because
think
you don't know which
Dorinda.
way it's gonna go. I bet
Yeah.
it's either a blast, like best night of your life, or it's really rough.
Yeah, no, I hate that kind of drunk where it's like you listen, I don't, I'm not prescribing her that, I'm not selling just for the listeners. And but I just that vibe of like you leave, you're like they're drinking a drink and you go to the bathroom and you come back and you're like they're a completely different person. Like that's how I feel.
Right.
Like that's probably.
And you know it's and you know her husband, Richard, like they call it liver cancer, but like liver cancer is cirrhosis of the liver.
Yeah.
So, you
They
know,
probably
it,
really tied one on every time. I bet they were
I
fun to drink
know,
together,
and
though.
he's British, so you know that they drink like crazy.
Hello. You know what I
Yeah.
just realized? I didn't know. Maybe I'm stupid. I just found out that they close bars generally there at like 11.
Yeah, it's
Clubs and
so
stuff stay
early.
later. I think I knew that. I just
And then
forgot.
clubs are only till like 1 or 2.
That is so crazy to me.
Yeah, I know. I had to
Do
go
you
out
just go
so
home? Like, what
early.
is like, yeah, like hang out at the
No, they have
flat?
crazy afters. No, everyone has like afters till like super late. Yeah.
Okay, because I was to say Amy Winehouse, like, you know,
No, till the morning, you know.
it's
Oh,
like yellow.
I used to party with Blake. Is it Field or Civil, or I think it's Field or Civil. I hate him. He stole $30. I mean, sorry, he stole 30 pounds from me.
30 pounds. 30, sorry, pounds. Is he still alive, I wonder? Probably not.
He's alive. I spread a rumor. Oh, it's bad to say. I won't say it. I'll
Yeah.
tell you later.
Okay.
I spread a rumor about him. Back when I knew him like way before he ever married Amy. So I was
Oh
shocked
wow. Oh shit.
when he married her. I was like, that guy? Because like he was known as being a rent boy, which in England is like a
It's called it's a
male,
sex worker. Yeah.
yeah, sex worker.
Okay.
And he would always wear this like pink, like
Polo.
tight, no, tight sleeveless kind of like top that would have like studs around it and a pink cowboy hat, and he had like tight ass fucking jeans.
Wow.
He was
Cow
like,
is he dressing like he's going to the Cowboy Carter show?
I didn't think that he was, I befriended him because I thought he was gay, and I was like, like, oh, here's my people.
Yeah.
And
Not an ally.
I never realized that he wasn't gay until like he showed up with Amy. So I don't, I mean, maybe he's not.
Is
I
it?
don't
Well,
know.
first and foremost, an opportunist. So,
Yeah,
yeah, hello. Listen, I want to go over to the bonus episode because we want to
exactly.
talk a little bit about Beverly Hills. I want to get your take about Rachel Zoe and all that stuff. We are going to go over things that we're obsessed with currently, our
Ooh, let's, we gotta
lists.
talk about Tara Reid.
We're going to talk about all of it. Before we get over there, I want to just do quick rapid fire Christmas questions. A couple, not a ton.
Wait,
But I've never asked your. Wait, what?
what? Are you calling it Christmas? Like a
No, Chris.
quiz? Like a Christmas quiz?
Oh, no, but I could. It's
Yeah,
not
do
really
that.
a
I like it.
Christmas.
Christmas?
Well, it's literally just superlatives, I guess. What is your like what's your favorite Christmas film?
Va
I've
Christmas
never asked this.
Vacation.
National Lampoon's
Yeah.
classic. Classic. You know
Scrooge
what's crazy?
is a close second.
Scrooge is mine.
Is your
Scrooge is mine. I
favorite?
watch it
We
every
just
year. Yeah,
watched
I'm
it the
obsessed with
ever
it.
we
It's kind
watched
of
it the other
dark.
night. I love how dark
Yeah,
it
that's
is.
good.
I
That's
love,
good.
yeah.
You know what? National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is really interesting because I feel like if you it's like not a good movie, but it's just like we love it. But you had to be there. But if you showed someone it today, they would be like, I don't get it. It's like I don't, it's
I know
weird.
my kid likes it.
Oh,
My kid
really?
thinks, yeah,
Okay.
my kid thinks
That's
it's
good.
really funny.
Paste.
Just be right.
Paste.
But just like she or he my kid's trans, so I get the pronouns
Oh,
mixed up.
man.
Yeah. But he was, sorry, I just got really stoned. I'm just about to light another joint.
Amazing.
Great mom.
He that he is literally stroking out.
No, he likes the preppy couple next door,
Okay,
which is like my
yeah,
favorite part of it.
Elaine,
Elaine, yeah.
yeah.
Why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
What's your, in your opinion, one of the worst Christmas movies?
Right now, with Rich on our bonuses on Pot Psychology,
On Pot
we're doing
Psychology.
The past few Christmases, we've been doing like the search for the worst Christmas movie. We've been watching really, really bad Christmas movies.
Oh shit. That is, there's so much slop.
So
Because it's
much,
such a market.
so much.
I was
Yes.
just Googling and it's
Hallmark.
like crazy. Like it's like one of them was like a Jennifer Aniston movie called Office Cri literally the movie's called Office Christmas Party with like Justin Bateman. And I was like, what the fuck? When did Jennifer Aniston and Justin Bateman make this movie? It is such a
Jamila Jamil's in a new one that's on Netflix.
of
We watched
course.
that for it. It's called a Merry Xmas. And then we just watched this one. It was from 1989. It's called Elves. First of all, there's only one elf in the whole thing. I don't know why it's called Elves. And it's about a neo-Nazi plot to create a master race. Santa Claus uncovers it. Santa Claus, a guy who plays Santa Claus in the mall. At Christmas
Okay.
time, solves this mystery about this neo-Nazi plot to create a master race using an elf and like a daughter of incest. It was so bad. It was
What?
so, I mean, it's worth a watch just if you like B movies and like you like crap, because it's like really campy in that way. But yeah, that I think Elves might be up there. Although Christmas Perfection might be the worst one, because it's like, how dare you call something perfection? When it's this, it's so bad. And it's about a woman who wakes up living in her Christmas village. So it spoke to me, you know, like I was
Oh,
like,
yeah. That's
oh, I
kind of an
really
interesting
like this. Like,
concept.
that's a great idea for a
Yeah.
Christmas movie.
Purgatory.
But it's so lame. And then her village that she has in her apartment is so fucking lame. I can't even believe that they make such a big deal about this village. It's like four houses and she doesn't even have like people. She buys the
Yeah.
first person she buys, it's like ends up being magical and it's like her, but it doesn't really look like her. And she puts her in, and then that's how she gets into her village. As a
So
village
strange.
maker, a village person, I was offended by that
Sounds like
they,
Beetlejuice.
but it's such, well, I was expecting it to be kind of like the Beetlejuice setup, you know, that's what how he has in the attic. But it's not. Ooh. That's the other thing I wanted to tell you about. You have to see my village this year because I did a cemetery.
Oh my God, that's so perfect. I'm honestly shocked you haven't before.
I know, me
Like, I mean,
too.
is it
I
over to
have
the
little
right or the left?
headstones and stuff. I had to break out scenes because I got so many new
Yeah,
houses.
it's
I went
getting
to
so big.
estate sales. And so I made like a graveyard scene at a
I love
church.
that. You're gonna have to
Yeah.
like make it go all around the room.
I am going to. It's gonna end up being my whole house.
Probably. I think the worst Christmas movie for me, and I think people are really gonna not vibe with this, but I just never have really like vibed with Elf, that Will Ferrell movie.
Okay, that's my kid's
I
favorite.
really.
Yeah, I could see maybe not vibing with it. Some stuff is just like so stupid that it makes me laugh, and Amy Sedaris always makes me laugh. So
Yeah.
there's that, but
Elf.
it's not in my top. I don't think it's in my top five.
Elf has a lot of parallels with Barbie. It's the same story.
Now being in the real
Going to the
world
real
from a
world
fantasy world.
and I think that's why Will Ferrell was cast in the role that he was in Barbie, because he plays the executive and that's kind of in
Yeah.
the role. You know what I mean? I don't
Right.
know. It's similar. There's a
The
lot of
opposite
weird.
role.
Yeah. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Well, I mean, obviously it's All I Want for Christmas Is You, obviously. But then if I'm talking like other than that, I would probably say Miss You Most at Christmas Time, which is Mariah Carey.
I mean, she's got bops. She's got so many. The catalog is forever
She's Mrs.
growing.
Christmas.
She is. Mine is
What's
Darlene
yours?
Love. Baby, please come home. Is it the one?
The
The
Phil
snow's
Spector?
coming down.
Yeah, it's
Phil
good.
Spector. I love Phil. I love
I love
Phil
that whole
Spector.
album.
It's so good. I love
That
her.
wasn't a hit at the time. That
I
like
know. It's like
just
years
became
later.
a classic. Yeah, way
In a past
later.
recent, like 2 years ago or something. But I've always loved that song.
Me too. My dad was really into him, so that was like they played that and Barbara Streisand's album in our house a lot.
I was telling Nolan, they need to do Ryan Murphy Monster, Phil Spector.
Yes.
It's
Yeah.
it would be very
His
interesting.
the way that his hair just got bigger with
It's
the
so crazy. And you really
and
like
then
look up his story,
but
it's fucking nuts.
I read
I love
Bonnie
Ronnie Spector.
Spector's I read her memoir, and
Oh, really?
did you? Those are
I am
wigs.
obsessed with her. I love
He's
her.
always worn wigs. He's always been bald. He bought that hair. Like, he intentionally went out and got a wig that looked
He's
like
so
that.
eccentric. I'm so like intrigued by that whole.
They're both dead now.
Yeah. The wall of sound. What is the worst Christmas song? And you're gonna hate my pick, because my pick is your favorite
All I
song.
want for Christmas is you.
No,
You're just
and
sick
it's
of
not
it.
because I'm just. It's like I'm gay. Like
Saturation.
they play it in like July in Fire Island. Like
I
it's just
love
like
it. I know.
it's a
I love
great
going
song.
to a club and then they play it in the middle of the summer because like that's when you're out having
Yes.
fun.
It's a great song. If I hear it again, it's gonna be too soon. Like it's just
I'll
too.
tell you, I haven't really listened to it this year. I haven't put it on
Yeah.
like on purpose, but I haven't,
We need
but
a little distance.
I am obsessed with her Mariah Carey's new album. Here for it all. It's so I love
Oh, the
it
black on my
so
cover,
much.
yeah.
It's so good. I would say the first like seven or eight songs, no skips. No skips.
There was one song I was like on there, but I can't remember. I don't need anything new from her, but I know that you and
I
well,
did. I
especially Rich
needed.
is a lamb, so.
I know. I needed it. I was in because like she is always my top Spotify artist every single year, no matter what, since they've been doing Wrapped. And except for last year, she got I listened to so much more Chappell Roan. So and it was like Chappell Roan and then Charlie XCX and then Mariah.
Oh my God,
She got like
your Spotify
dethroned.
age must be like 21 or
No, it
18.
was 57.
Mine's got to be. I don't really use Spotify. People are gonna hate me. Like
Oh,
I
you do
have a free
Apple
Spotify.
Music.
I do Apple Music. Does that
They
make
don't
me?
do it. Do they do a Wrapped kind of thing?
They probably do, and I didn't even check it.
They're
But my
well,
age
they're.
on Spotify, I know it would be like 78. Because I listen to Yacht Rock.
Well, me too. That's
I'm a
why
fucking loser.
I have a lot of like old, like I
Yeah.
have like a lot of like Steely Dan and
Yes.
like that
Yeah.
kind of stuff. So it ages me. And then I've recently gotten into opera,
Oh.
which
Okay.
I never ever thought I would say. But like I don't like love the singing that much unless it's certain
That's kind of
songs.
the whole thing about opera.
I like
I'm
the
really getting
instrument.
into opera. I just don't like the singing.
I know. I like the orchestration. I'm going to the opera. I'm going to La Traviata,
Oh,
and
wow.
that it's the one that Richard Gere. The reason why I'm going is the one that Richard Gere takes Julia Roberts to in Pretty Woman.
Oh, okay.
It's
That's so
that.
good.
You would totally recognize the songs because it's like they're used in everything from like commercials to films. Like you would definitely, you know, you don't realize
Okay.
how much of that shit you know because
It's
it's
just
just
always
been
kind of,
like
it's, yeah.
baked into it's been like part of the atmosphere. It's like osmosis, you know?
Yeah. I want to go over the bonus. We're gonna discuss
Okay.
more over there. Do you want to tell people about the new episode of Pod Psychology and where people can listen to it and all of
Yeah, you
that?
can listen to it wherever you get your podcasts, patreon.com/potpsychology. We have a book club, we have like different kinds of bonuses. We have a premium series where we like watch stuff and like we kind of like create categories. We've done like domestic thrillers before. Like we did like a series of those, and we did a Madonna-thon. We watched every single
Domestic
movie,
thrillers, meaning like 90s thrillers.
like Hand Rock That Rocks the Cradle, like
Oh
things that
yeah,
take
Rebecca De
thrillers that
Mornay.
take place in the home, like
I love Hannah Wrecks the Cradle. I watched it recently. It's
The Bad Seed. Is that the one with
The Bad Son,
The
The
Bad
Bad
Son?
Seed.
No, The Good Son. Wait, there's a Good Son.
It's The
Is the
Good
one with
Son, and it's
Macaulay?
Macaulay Culkin and Elijah Wood.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Obsessed, I
Well, Single
think,
White
is the one
Female
with
would be
Beyonce. Yeah, Single White Female was one of them.
Deceived with Goldie Hawn.
Or was that in our erotic thrillers? But we do like groupings like that, different categories. Like we'll do like seasons of old Real Worlds. Oh, I just saw a video with Dan Renzi from
From
Miami.
Miami? Wow,
Yeah,
what's he up
I'll
to?
send it to you. It's a TikTok.
Yeah.
He's an RN.
Oh,
And
okay. Yeah.
he was
It
like
seems
talking
like
about
the
how
trajectory.
he's talking about how people fake having seizures all the time. He's like, you don't understand how many people come to the ER faking seizures.
What?
He's an ER
Maybe
nurse,
because
so
they can
he's
get seen quicker. Maybe they figure.
I don't know, but he talks about how like sometimes he said it's really easy. You can tell when someone's faking a seizure and when they're not.
Just tell them that they're faking it. It's like
I
Britney said
mean,
about Meredith.
wait. Oh, right.
She's
What
like, oh my
Meredith
God.
is, what do you think's, oh, we'll talk about, let's talk about
Yeah,
the
well, let's
bonus.
go. Guys, go to patreon.com/theBList to subscribe to the bonus episode there and all previous ones. We are gonna continue the conversation over there. And I want to talk about Beverly Hills. I mean, not that it's good, but we're all. I love you guys. Thanks for listening and catch us on the B side. Bye.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.